our experts on behalf of the Van Andel Research Institute, that expert today to discuss some pretty intense opportunities, the Institute's new research program. Good that you are here, Dr. Russell. We'll call you Rusty Jones. Hi to you, Dr. Jones.
Hello, Shelley. Very nice to be here.
Good that you are here as well. And we look at your bio, which is quite extensive. You are the program lead and professor of metabolic and nutritional programming. When did you want to be a scientist?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think probably the first time my parents figured out that I would be a scientist is when I did a fermentation experiment, leaving fruit in a cooler and just to see what would happen. And of course, the cooler went in the garbage, and that was my long path towards becoming a scientist. So I've always been interested in science, so it's been a long journey.
Yes, and again, as a leading expert in the study of cancer metabolism and immunology, what has been your career path?
Well, it's interesting. So I actually, I'm from Canada, so I studied at the University of Toronto, both my undergraduate degree and my PhD. And I've always really been interested in medicine and how we our body responds to infection and whatnot. So I actually got my training in immunology, which is the study of how our body fights infection. And sort of the path from doing basic research is sort of went from Toronto, and then I spent some time in Philadelphia doing more research in cancer. And then I've been living in Montreal, Canada for the last 10 years, where I established my lab, where we've been studying cancer and immunology. And then a great opportunity presented itself about a year ago. We were discussing with Peter Jones, the head of the Van Andel Institute, about the opportunity of starting a new program on metabolic and nutritional programming. And so I jumped at the opportunity because it was a great opportunity to start a really exciting new path studying nutrition, so what we eat, and how this affects our biological processes, so how we fight infection, how we fight off cancer, and that's what we're doing here.
So what I eat matters?
Absolutely. And of course, I think everything, it's important to note that everything in moderation is good. But I think there's some really interesting avenues that we're going to attack at the Van Andel Institute. And that's really sort of putting solid science behind understanding what we eat and how that affects our biology and disease.
Before I get into even more of the scientific detail, apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Absolutely. Apple's great.
Carrots will prevent blindness.
Yeah, I think the important thing is usually balanced diet and proper calorie intake is good. I'm someone who, in moving to Grand Rapids, really is enjoying the beer culture here, so I think that's good. But again, in moderation, everything's good.
Thank you for that. Let's talk about the Institute's new research program. What is it? What are you studying?
Okay, that's a great question. So basically, at the heart of everything we're studying is this concept of metabolism. And so when sort of interested in introducing this idea, it's really the idea that metabolism is the process that powers everything in our bodies. So I like to describe it a little bit. If we are like a car, of course, the engine is like your heart, providing the energy for the wheels to turn. The wheels are our feet. Metabolism is the fuel. It's the oil. It's everything that sort of is under the process that keep things going. And so obviously, our metabolism is fueled by what we eat, but it's also how the cells of our body process what we eat to make energy. And so what's really interesting in the last, I'd say, 10 or 15 years is that we found that how metabolism is regulated impacts many things, from cancer to how we fight infection to diseases such as Parkinson's and whatnot. And so we're really sort of here to study the basic processes of how metabolism is regulated and then how it's deregulated or how it goes bad during disease. And that's, we're putting the scientific lens on that question.
I guess digging even deeper, I'll ask, how can better understanding this metabolism, how can it help improve human health? I mean, it powers every process in our bodies, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think like a good example is different cells require different fuels, if you want to view it this way. And so I study the immune system, and particularly the cells of the immune system that help to fight infection. And so what we found in the last, I'd say, 5 years or so, is that there are specific fuels amino acids, so what gets broken down from proteins, or glucose, sugar. How basically sugar and other fuels are needed by cells. And so if we know that, for example, an immune cell really needs sugar at specific times, we can exploit this or modulate this when you have an autoimmune reaction or a hyperactive immune reaction, or we can try to stimulate these processes when we want the immune system to fight cancer. So it's really understanding the basic sort of circuitry of how these processes work from a metabolic perspective and then using that to treat disease.
Another, I guess, layman question. One says that they're born with high or low metabolism. Is that fact or fiction?
Oh, that's a really great question. And actually, that's one of the focus points of our group. So part of our group at the Van Andel, it's consisting of six investigators really sort of establishing this program. Four of us have actually come from abroad to help establish the program. And two of them, Andrew Pospisilic and Heidi Lampradel, are actually experts in a process known as epigenetics, which is already a focus strength at the Van Andel Institute. And what they actually study is how your environment can actually affect the long-term inheritance of metabolism. So there's a very famous situation. It's called the Dutch Hunger, or the Dutch Winter. And this actually happened back in World War II, and it's when people in the Netherlands actually were starving. And so there was a period where they were starving, and it actually found that during that period, mothers who were carrying children at that time actually were malnourished. And subsequently, 20, 30, 40 years afterwards, they found that the children of those mothers actually had inherited traits. They were more obese, so they got put on more weight. They had poor health in terms of cardiovascular, so heart disease and whatnot. And that's actually been linked to things that happened in the womb due to low nutrition. And so this has all been anecdotal for years. And so Dr. Pospisilic and Dr. Lampradel, for example, they study the process of how environment in the womb can actually be transmitted to children. So what you eat as a parent can actually go on and affect your children going forward. And so we're trying to understand that from a scientific basis.
Back to Van Andel Institute, Dr. Russell Jones with us here, program lead and professor of metabolic and nutritional programming. In general, what are the program's goals? I trust you want us to, you want to improve human health.
Yes, so definitely. I think improving human health is really a goal for us, but also of the Institute as a whole. And so what we think is that, you know, better understanding of metabolism and nutrition will actually help us predict and prevent disease in the future. And so an example of this is trying to identify factors or metabolites, for example, that help contribute to cancer or diseases such as Parkinson's or diabetes, so we can actually intervene there. Another idea that we've sort of been bouncing around is, can we use our research to develop new ways of identifying risk factors? All right, so you might be familiar with the BMI, or the body mass index. This is how our weight and our height contributes sort of an indicating number to predict if you might be more susceptible to heart disease. We want to delve into this further and think of metrics that we can, based on our science, to say, okay, if you have this metabolic profile, are you at more risk for Parkinson's disease or for cancer? And that would actually, I think, be a huge impact on disease and health, because we're really trying to predict 5 or 10 years out what risk factors you might have for these diseases.
Yes. Problem programs goals, why metabolism. You were working with do animal studies help with this investigation?
Yeah, we do. It's actually an amazing thing, because we can use cell models, so cells in the lab. Animal models have been very effective, and also looking at trends in human populations. And what I mean by that is we can actually talk to patients, we can analyze their DNA, and based on their nutritional status or their disease state, we can use or work with patients really to sort of identify traits that are associated with things like obesity or diabetes, and then go on and for treatment.
Yes. Where when it comes, I'm going to go back to another layman question with metabolism. Where does exercise play its role?
Oh, that's a really great question. So, exercise, I think, like exercise and diet are two great health pillars. I mean, it's actually, we ignore them all the time, but the best treatment for diabetes is diet and exercise right off the bat. And that's because what exercise does is it helps to hone our fuel needs and our sort of global metabolism, and also helps to regulate things like our heart rate, the hormones that help to regulate different organs in the body. And so understanding how exercise and diet and sleep all sort of factor into our nutritional state and our health state is very important.
Great. What else is important that we know, Dr. Jones?
So I think the sort of the big jump-off point that I think is really interesting for us, particularly the Van Andel Institute, is really sort of trying to understand sort of new vistas. So, for example, how risk factors from one disease might predispose you for another. And so metabolism is really, as I mentioned, the sort of point where you're using fuel to fuel different processes. And so metabolism to me really sits at the nexus of, if you want to view it like a wheel, metabolism in the middle, and then all these spokes go to different conditions. So diabetes, Parkinson's, and just simply by looking for crossover between our nutritional state and metabolism with these different conditions, it really hasn't been studied to a great depth right now, and that's what we're excited about starting at the program.
Related to Dr. Peter Jones, your chief scientific officer?
It's funny. No, I'm not. So Dr. Jones is from South Africa. I'm from Southern Ontario. So we couldn't be further apart, but it's fun to work with him as well.
So you're all Grand Rapidians now.
That's true.
That's where we are. All right. Thank you for this this topic. As you, program lead and professor, metabolic and nutritional programming, off to do good things with you and your team to better our lives. How do we find out more information?
Well, it's very glad you pointed that out. So you can find us on our website, which is vai.org. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/VA Institute. And, of course, we're on Twitter, at VA Institute. We're launching the program today, and so there's lots of information on our website that we'll be circulating if you want to know more.
What are you having for lunch today?
What am I having for lunch today?
Practice what you preach.
Absolutely. So I'm a proponent of, I guess, what you want to call it, not restricted feeding, but time feeding. So I typically have my largest meal in the morning, higher protein. And actually, my meals get smaller as I go through the day, so I'm going to probably have a salad and chicken, whatnot, for lunch, and then my dinner is actually quite small. And in doing so, it's sort of, I use most of my energy, I'm primed, ready to go during the day, and then that peters out over time, so I actually fall asleep better. It's a new practice for me.
A perfect Rusty Jones.
No, not perfect, but none of us are, so.
VAI.org for more information. Dr. Russell Jones, thank you very much for your good words here.
Thank you, Shelley. Yep.
I'm Shelley Irwin. You're listening to the WGBU Morning Show here live from Art Fries.